This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have back with us on the program today Congressman John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi. Congressman Williams, a veteran in Washington, has been a guest on our program many times in the past, and it's always a pleasure to have you. Mr. Williams, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Dick. It's always a pleasure to be with you on the Citizens Council program.
Congressman Williams, there have been two developments recently that I would like particularly to talk with you about. One is something on which you introduced a piece of legislation, this idea of trading tractors to Castro in return for some of the Cuban war prisoners that Castro is holding down there in Cuba. I understand that a few days ago you introduced a bill which would make such a swap illegal. Would you mind explaining your bill and why you introduced it?
The bill does just exactly that. It makes it a crime for any American citizens to send money or anything of value to any foreign country in exchange for the return of nationals of that country or persons who are not citizens of the United States. Many, many years ago in the early 1800s, an act was passed which had for its purpose the very same thing. That act was known as the Logan Act. It is still on the statute books and is a part of Title 18 of the United States Code. However, the Logan Act does not state explicitly that it is a violation of the law for anyone in America to send money or goods of value to another country in return for the release of persons who are not nationals of the United States, but who are members of another country. The Logan Act provides that no American citizen shall attempt to influence the actions of any other country by any means whatsoever. The President and, I presume, the Attorney General have both considered that the Logan Act does not cover the Tractors for Castro deal. In my opinion, the Tractors for Castro deal is nothing but a scheme of international blackmail.
Now, Congressman Williams, what is your reasoning in introducing this bill? Of course, all of us in this country recognize that to one degree or another, at least, our government did have something to do with this ill-fated attempt to invade the island of Cuba. Now, do we have any moral obligation to these people who Castro is holding as prisoners?
I am not quite certain just what role the United States played in this ill-fated invasion of Cuba. Of course, we gave them tacit support, but whether we gave them any actual support, I do not yet know. However, regardless of the situation, regardless of what our role might have been, it was undoubtedly one of the most colossal blunders in international relationships that has ever been committed by our country. These people were nationals of the country of Cuba. They were fighting to liberate Cuba from the yoke of the communist dictatorship, which presently has control over their people. These people went into Cuba with their eyes open, in a sense. They went in there realizing what the risks were. They realized what the outcome might be. Now, insofar as I know, there has been no threat on the part of Castro to execute these people or to cause them bodily harm. The fact is that Castro has indicated that he plans to put these people to work in the fields to produce for agriculture. Now, there's something, however, that is much deeper which is involved in this entire transaction. If the United States permits this deal to go through, we will be paying tribute to a communist dictatorship. I well recall in my studies of history in the days of the Barbary pirates, when the battle cry in those days was, millions for defense, but not a cent for tribute.
Well, Congressman Williams, do you believe that this is a rather unusual way to conduct a nation's foreign affairs, that is, doing it through private channels such as this Tractors for Castro committee? Do you think that the government should be taking some active part in anything that is done in relation to the Cuban situation?
I most certainly think that the government should be taking part in anything that is done, because after all, it is really part of our international relations. I do not feel, however, that a private organization should be making this kind of a deal with the sanction of the United States government. To me, it is nothing more than paying blackmail to a communist dictatorship. As a matter of fact, if we go through with this, there is no telling where it might end. There have already been indications in Laos that the communists over there plan, if we pay these tractors to Cuba, to hold our hostages in return for a demand for tribute. There's no telling where it might stop, of course. We might find ourselves in a position of having to pay tribute to every communist nation in the entire world.
Congressman Williams, do you believe that the people in Washington who are wringing their hands almost all the time about what certain things in this country, what effect these things will have on so-called world opinion, do you believe that the impact of this Tractors for Castro deal on world opinion has been taken into consideration by these people who are ostensibly so worried about our world opinion?
Undoubtedly, the ill-fated invasion of Cuba and our apparent approval of that has reduced our prestige in the eyes of the world to perhaps the lowest that it has been in many years. If the United States is so weak as to pay tribute to a communist dictatorship, I am most certain that it will virtually destroy the image that we have attempted to create in the eyes of the world.
So to sum up on this tractor blackmail idea, as you have described it, you would say first that it is wrong to allow any private organization to conduct the foreign policy, to establish and conduct foreign relations on behalf of the United States, and secondly, that it would have a very detrimental effect on our prestige throughout the world if we permitted ourselves to be blackmailed by Castro.
I think that you have summed the situation up beautifully. Let me add one more thing, however. The President has indicated that the contributions to this Tractors for Castro deal will be tax deductible. If this tax deduction plan is carried through, the Tractors for Castro deal will undoubtedly cost the United States in taxes somewhere between $5 and $7 million at a time when we are already operating in the red and with a deficit in our governmental operations, and also at a time when we are operating with the highest national debt that we have ever had in the history of the United States, a national debt which exceeds, as a matter of fact, doubles the combined national public debts of every other country in the world.
There's another subject that I'd like to discuss with you in the few moments that we have remaining, and that is this recent invasion of the South, and particularly of your home district in Mississippi, by various groups calling themselves Freedom Riders. Now, you have recently been in Mississippi. What has been the reaction of the people in Mississippi to the so-called Freedom Riders?
The people of Mississippi realize that these friction riders, as I prefer to call them, came into the South for the sole purpose of stirring up trouble among our people. They came ostensibly for the purpose of trying to test our segregation laws. The people of Mississippi have exercised a remarkable amount of restraint. They have left it to the police and the public officials to handle this situation, and they have done a beautiful job. The result has been that these friction riders have been completely frustrated in their attempts at martyrdom.
More than 100 of them have been arrested and convicted on charges of breach of the peace. They are currently serving jail sentences. Now, do you believe that all of these people, many of them college-age people, who came into Mississippi and the rest of the South, knew what they were doing, or were they being used by some organization for ulterior motives?
I don't think that all of these people knew what they were doing. These people were duped into making these excursions into the South. And if you recall, several weeks ago, Senator James O. Eastland of my home state, who is chairman of the Internal Securities Committee of the United States Senate, revealed the communist-affiliated backgrounds of the leadership of this core organization. Let me say this, if these people were really coming into our state to test our laws, one test would be sufficient. There is no need for them to continue to come in day after day in great numbers. Evidently, there is some other reason behind this invasion of my state and my district.
But do you believe, Congressman Williams, that the so-called Freedom Riders have really proven anything, or have they really, has this move really backfired? What has been the reaction in Washington and the reaction that you've heard from the rest of the country?
I have heard nothing but disgust expressed for the actions of these friction riders in Washington among those who are speaking candidly. Of course, on the surface, for political reasons, many will back these people up. However, I have heard nothing but praise for the way that the governor and the state officials, the city officials of the city of Jackson, Mayor Alan Thompson, and the Jackson Police Department and the Hinds County Sheriff's Office, I have heard nothing but praise for the manner in which they have handled a very bad and explosive situation.
So in other words, a bad situation has been well handled.
Undoubtedly.
Congressman Williams, our time has gone by very quickly today. Thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum, Congressman John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.